Very special guest who's going to lead the charge for ordination is Reverend Matt Boda. He is our district superintendent for the Alliance Northwest. He is a great, great friend to both Tung and I, serve as a mentor in many ways, and is also a great friend to SCAC. So Matt, thank you for taking the time to being up here today, helping Tung on his journey, spiritual journey, and mine as well. So let's bow our heads and let's give this time to the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your love, for your presence, Lord, in our lives. Thank you for your heart to reveal grace so that we might know you, so that we might come into a deep, abiding relationship with you, so that we might be able to, in some way, satisfy that longing to know who our Creator is, who our real Father in heaven is. We thank you, Father, that you've made that known to many of us here. Thank you, Father, that you've made that known to Tung and Julie. Father, we thank you for the years that, especially these past several years, as more and more and every day, you're solidifying the way that you've set apart Pastor Tung as your child, as your beloved, and as your servant in the church. We thank you for the strong calling, the assurance, and the focus you've given him to minister at SCAC as, first and foremost, our youth pastor, but he does so much more with adult ministries, leadership, counseling, and so forth. We thank you, Father, for the way you've equipped both him and Julie with hearts that are really supernatural, that come from your nature, from your person dwelling in them. So we give all of this, Father, to you. We thank you, Father, for the ordination that will place today, and we pray that Tung and Julie will cherish this moment, this day, in their hearts as another milestone of your blessing and your love for them. In Christ's name we all pray. Amen.
All right, why don't we rise up and sing this Count the Fount of every blessing and give thanks to God for blessing us with Tung in our lives. Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercies never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy course above. All right, please be seated.
Sorry, we're a little bit behind the schedule here, so I'm going to set up and do this.
while we...
Right. Hello? Bless you. Hello? Check, check. Well, those of us in youth ministry know that ministry isn't always... on time, on schedule, and perfect. So, I'm not sure if my line in. I didn't know where to plug in, so you might want to help me out. What? Are you sure? I may be picking. So, okay. Well, I just wanted to share this song. It's called "Beautiful Things" by Michael and Lisa Gungor, and I think it was a song that really stood out to me about tongue, because I've been doing ministry with tongue for, I don't know, like six, almost 7 years now. And what I know of tongue is that he has a very strong awareness of the brokenness of humanity, of himself even. And if I were to look at tongue, he is one of the most transparent people I know. Up on the pulpit, he's willing to bring out all his own garbage up there to hopefully allow the congregation to know that we're not perfect at all, and we shouldn't try to put on this mask to seem like we are. So yeah, that's one thing, is that he's aware of his brokenness, but at the same time, he has this fervent passion for seeing the beauty in things and the way that God created them to be. And so that's pretty much what this song is about how God created so much, and he made beautiful things out of dust and out of us. Out of surprise. Out of chaos, life is being found in you. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dark.
I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 11 to 16. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
今天我要跟大家想一起来读的就是提摩太前书第四章由十一节开始。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、 爱心、信心、清洁上都作信徒的榜样，你要与宣读、劝勉、教导为念，直等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前藉着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心， 使众人看出你的长进来，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，你要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能够听你的人。 It is a deep honor to be here today to be able to share this special service with you, Tung, and with you, Julie.
今天实在是一个很开心的日子，我能够去亲自的来去同你分享今日。
And I'm always honored with every opportunity I have to come back to Seattle Chinese Alliance Church. For those of you who aren't aware of the process of ordination that Tung has gone through, let me take a couple of minutes to just explain all that he's done. Tung read about 12 books through and wrote a book review on those 12 books. He wrote 5 papers or 6 papers on a variety of topics and had to submit them to an academic advisor to help him to see if they were all they needed to be. He carried on a relationship with a number of mentors, including Pastor John Durkee, who's here today. And then he had to undergo a grueling interview with the Sanhedrin of about 3 hours long. And when it was all done, Tung passed with flying colors. And that represents a lot of work that he's been involved with. And what is happening today is the celebration of a number of people saying, Tung, we believe in you, we believe that you're called of God, and God has given you gifts for ministry. And more than anything today, what we come together to do is to celebrate and to say, Tung, we believe in you and we celebrate with you what God's done. And so I want to do 2 things during my time today. I want to have a few words to you as a congregation and then secondly speak to Tung himself. And these are special days, days like this. And my mind goes back to a service of ordination that I participated back in 1987. And no doubt others go back. Pastor John goes back to an episode of ordination in his life that was significantly before that. And so it's a special day. And no doubt as Tung sits here, he sees many of you who are here that celebrate with him who are very special to him. And it is important in the most important moments of a minister's life that we share those moments with other people. And many of you have been a part of Tung's journey. And you have prayed for him. And you have encouraged him. And perhaps even some of you along the way have corrected him. And you are a part of the journey that he celebrates today. And when someone is ordained, it's important for us to take some time to ask some questions of those who come to celebrate who are a part of the future as well. The scriptures speak very clearly about how we are to treat our leaders. Allow me to read for you some of those scriptures. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 says, Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
希伯来书第十三章第十七，佢呢度咁样讲。希伯来书第十三章第七节，从前引导你们，像全神知道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结果。
As well, we read in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you.
And 不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
And then finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 says, We request of you, brothers, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction.
在这个的在这个的帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节里面，他亦都有这个的讲法。You can finish the rest first.
Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 says, Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching.
是的，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节，他这里有这样讲，他说，弟兄们，我劝你们敬重在那你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们。劝戒你们的，然后提摩太前书第五章，提摩太前书第五章第十七节，亦都里面有咁讲。
I just went over, I think Thessalonians should be there.
Yeah, that's right. 提摩太前书第五章第十七节。那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道教导的人，更当如此。
According to these passages, we are to remember our leaders, we are to pray for them, we are to honor them and imitate them, obey them, submit to them, and create joy in following them, appreciate them, and honor them.
所以我哋更加需要喺呢个嘅教导里面，我哋睇到就系我哋要纪念佢哋啦。我们要学习他们，我们要顺从他们，我们要听从他们，我们都是在他里面来去继续来去受这个敬怪和敬重，还有要多谢他们，还有要敬重他们。
And it is a reminder to each of us that you are a very important part of Tongue's future.
同样你们每一个人都在他的将来是一个很重要的一部分。
So I want to ask you some very specific questions and ask for you to answer those.
所以我会问你一些很特别的问题，希望你也会回答。
Will you remember Pastor Tung, this newly ordained pastor, consistently in prayer?
你会不会愿意你有时常地为 Pastor Tung 来代祷呢？
If so, answer yes.
如果是的时候，麻烦你说我会。
Will you seek to encourage him and to follow him in the journey of life as God gives you strength?
你愿不愿意去继续鼓励他和跟从他在这个行走神这个十字架道路里面呢？
If so, answer yes.
愿意的时候，我愿意。
Will you give your best energies and resources to partner with him in the ministry of the gospel?
你愿不愿意你在神的里面去将你自己最大的能力和你自己最大的有机会的地方去帮助他，跟他一起来行走这个道路呢？
And will you support him as he seeks to submit to Jesus Christ, the Word of God?
你愿不愿意你去支持他，当他愿意你去在委身在神的说话底下？
If so, answer yes.
如果你愿意的时候，麻烦我愿意。
And will you submit to the Word of God as He preaches it in its fullness?
你愿不愿意你去在委身在神的说话底下，当他来去将神的说话来去传讲的时候
？If so, answer yes.
如果愿意，麻烦请我愿意。
I would like to take a moment and just pray for you as a congregation. Our Father God, I celebrate this congregation that's gathered today.
天父，我愿意你去为这个嘅会众来感谢你。
And these are the people who will be a part of Pastor Tung's future.
这个会众就会成为 Pastor Tung 的将来。
I pray that you would give them courage to follow you.
我求你来去给他们有能力，愿意来去跟从你。
And to obey you as their son, as your sons and daughters.
愿意来去顺服你，成为你的儿子。
I pray that you would call many of them to be intercessors for Tung.
我求你来去叫好多的人来去为他代求。
And that you would specifically give to them moments when they have to pray for him because he needs intercession before the throne.
你都俾佢哋有特别嘅时间来去告别嘅，来去为 Pastor Tung 来去代求。
I pray that when serious conversations have to take place involving encouragement or affirmation or even those moments when correction is needed, that you will help them to do that.
当他特别是需要鼓励，当他需要你去帮助，特别是需要去教导 正当的教导的时候，求你给我们有能力愿意去这样做。
And most of all, I pray for those leaders that you've given to lead with tongue, that you would give them courage to lead beside him for the cause of the gospel.
我也愿意你去将要同阿汤一起去领导的领导人来交你面前，求你自己给他们有能力。
And we pray these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
奉主名求。
Amen.Now I'd like to take a few minutes and I'd like to talk specifically to you, Tom. And it's a real honor to do that.
希望同阿曾已经讲嘅说话。
We read some really interesting verses earlier out of 1 Timothy chapter 4.
在提前第四章嘅时候，亦都提过有几方面嘅，有几方面嘅教导。
And I want to read those last two verses for you one more time.
特别纪念最后嗰两句。
1 Timothy 4:15 and 16 says, "Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers."
提摩太前书第四章第十五节，佢话这些事你哋要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人能够睇出你嘅长进。你要谨慎自己同埋自己嘅教训，要喺呢啲事上边你要恒心。
Pastor Tung, there are many things that I could say to you out of these verses. But I want to say two specific things. The first one is I want to remind you of your accountability to this entire body. Paul writes, "Be diligent, give yourself wholly, so that they may see your progress."
保罗在这里讲，他说你要殷勤去做，以照其他人能够看到你的行为。
And we remember as we read these words, who wrote this letter and to whom he wrote it.
你记住写这一封信是谁写的，和给谁的呢？
Remember that Paul is the one who began the church in Ephesus.
是保罗来到在以弗所教会开始。
And Timothy is the young pastor he leaves behind to pastor that congregation.
提摩太就是在这间教会里面去受教导的。
So Paul is telling Timothy how to live in relationship to his congregation.
所以保罗来去教导提摩太，就是特别他在他会众当中，他应该怎么样来去行。
And Paul says that everyone may see your progress.
保罗这里讲得很清楚，让众人来去看出你的长进。
That may be difficult to hear.
可能不是那么容易来去接受。
You are called to be a role model for the congregation.
你是需要你去做一个榜样。
And people are to watch the way you live and the way you grow in your faith and put it into practice in their own lives. And earlier in verse 12, Paul has already told Timothy all the things in which he needs to set an example. He says, set an example for the believers in your speech, in your life, in love, in faith, and in purity. God has designed that you as a pastor should be a role model in all those things for your people. So watch your life and doctrine closely. Watch the way that you live and what you believe. Watch the things that come out of your mouth, the things that you think about, and the things that you teach to other people.
你所讲的，你所想的，你所教导的。
That is a daunting task for a pastor.
不是容易做的一件事啊。
But it is our calling.
但这个就是我们所需要去做的。
And as in the same way as Paul says to the Corinthians, follow me as I follow Christ. These folks are to follow you as you follow Christ.
正如保罗对这个哥林多前书的人说，你们要跟随我，因为我像我跟着基督一样。
That seems like a daunting task, doesn't it?
特别是不是容易做的，是吧？
But that leads me to my second thought for you today.
亦都让我看到第二点可以跟你分享的。And
it comes out of verse 16.
第16节。
Persevere in these things, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
他说你应该在这些事上面恒心，以致你能够救自己，亦都救听你的人。
And it reminds us that the stakes are high, and they're really, really important.
亦都可以让我们看到这个危险程度，亦都是很大，亦都是很重要的一件事。
But it also reminds us, as we keep our eyes on Christ, if we do, great things will happen.
但是当你愿意这么做的时候，神的奇妙的作为就会在你身上演出。
People will be saved as a result of the way you live your life.
神人就会被拯救，因为你去行你自己的生活。
So allow people to see the joy that you have in following Christ.
就让人在你的生活里面看到神他自己的喜乐，看到你的喜乐。
Model what it means to have a Christ-like marriage with Julie.
做一个在众人面前有一个好榜样的一个婚姻。
Live in your family life in a way that other people can see and they can follow your example.
在你的婚姻和在你的家庭生活里面，让人来看到，亦都让人来去可以跟从。
And as you watch your life and doctrine closely, God's going to use that.
当你自己在你的生活和在你自己的信仰上面你去 抓得紧的时候神就会人就会看到
And that is your calling, Tom.
今天这个就是你的所有的呼召
Your call to shepherd people.
你愿意来去带领其他人
I wonder sometimes when I talk to older pastors what it would be like to be able to show them a picture on the screen of all of the people they've pastored.
我有时有机会，我好想睇就话，特别一啲年长啲嘅传道人，如果我系摆喺上面，究竟所有佢影响过嘅人，究竟有啲咩人呢
？What would it be like for Pastor Durkee to be able to put all the congregations he's been a part of influencing up in front of us today？
特别好似 Pastor Durkee 咁，佢咁多会众啊，如果都要摆晒上去嘅时候，究竟会系点样嘅
？All the people, all the young families, all of the pastors that he's influenced.
所有啲人啊，年老嘅、年长嘅、家庭嘅唔同嘅人。
And if via some miracle of technology, tongue, I could put up here a picture of all of the people that you will influence in the course of your life.
特别如果我能够有机会嚟去将你啊 Pastor 将你所会影响嘅人，将所有嘅人摆晒上面嘅时候
，What would it be like to realize the influence you're going to have？
究竟你的影响力有多大呢
Someone once said that we drastically overestimate our giftedness and we drastically underestimate our influence.
很多时人会这样说就是我们觉得我们自己 很不能够真的有什么特别大的影响力或者怎样去帮到人
A pastor has incredible influence.
一个传道人一个教牧是有极大的影响力
And Tong, as you follow these verses and as you live out 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 11 through 16,God's going to use you as an incredible influencer.
Pastor Tong, 当你愿意嚟到去行喺提摩太前书第四章十一至十六节嘅里面嘅时候，神会嚟到去极大嘅重用你。
And I, for one, get excited about your future.
我亦都为此而极之嘅开心。
Because I love the gifts God's given to you.
因为我睇到神喺你身上嘅作为。
And I love the place where He's put you to serve.
同埋你喺呢度侍奉嘅地方。
And I love your infectious love for Christ.
我亦都对你嚟去爱神嘅心系特别感到庆幸。
And I love your humor.
我亦都喜欢你嘅幽默感。
And God's going to use that whole package called Tongdo to do great things for Him.
咁神亦都会用呢一份嘅礼物叫 Tongdo 嚟去做一啲嘅事。
And so while today is in one sense a finish line,
当特别今日虽然系我最后讲一句说话啦
，just as importantly it's a starting line.
但系同样地呢一个亦都系一个开始。
And I celebrate with you this day and what it means.
我今日系同你一齐嘅，你要庆祝。
Now I want to invite you to come and respond to what I've had to say.
请你上。
It is as I look out here, I see young and old, and it's.I actually don't know how to respond. It's actually a lot easier to give love than to receive love. And so I thank you from the bottom of my heart for just the journey with me and you walking with me. And thank you for the word, Matt. And I take these things, I don't take things lightly, but I do care. And I see that.Our journeys are all intertwined, and our journeys are all in the same road. And so I'm grateful for the joy of walking, of being here, that you love me, you love my family, you love Julie. And so I'm thankful for that. I think, as I look out again, let me just say thank you so much for my wife. Without you, I am boring. and lonely. Thank you to Pastor Durkee for your joy. And I can sit with you for hours and hear your stories of what God has done. Thank you to you, Pastor Larry, for being with me and for looking at the dirty parts of my life and seeing it's okay. And my brother, Irwin, thanks for walking with me through some of the difficult parts of my life, too. And all you guys are here, and you're blessing my life. And thank you so much for being here. And,This celebration is all about you. It's a celebration about us. What God can do in one person, in a person's life. So, thank you. I'm going to translate.
So, Pastor Tong, 当然是不知道怎么样去讲呢，有时不知道不懂去讲。 Pastor Roy 啦，同埋佢太太啦，一齊嚟去幫助佢啦 ，Pastor Durkee 啦 ，Pastor Larry 啦，同埋佢個哥哥啦。點樣嚟去幫佢嚟去喺佢呢條人生裏面有啲困難嘅時候，特別有啲挑戰嘅時候，佢點樣嚟去行咧？同埋最重要就係大家嚟到喺呢一個喺佢嘅生命裏面成為呢一個分享。大家當然睇到佢頭先嘅心意，但係就呢一個就係佢嘅心意，想多謝大家。
And I guess the last thing I want to say is that being ordained, I'm thankful to our youth because. I can come in and say, hey, guys, I'm a reverend now. And then, and then 5 minutes later, they'll show me I'm just tongue. And I really appreciate you guys. So thank you very much. Oh.
I didn't know that Ray is so good that you can give the whole talk and then he translates. So that's great.
That's just being creative.
Oh, that's a good job. Okay. I want to ask all of the ministers who are here, you're ordained or you're not ordained, but you're in pastoral ministry to come. I want to invite the elders to come from Seattle Chinese Alliance Church to come as a part of it. I want Julie to come. I basically get half the people up here to do it. And we're going to just stop and we're going to pray a prayer of ordination. For tongue. And Pastor John, I'm going to ask you to begin and lead us out. And then anyone else who would like to pray, just show that you'd like to have the mic and pray. And then I'm going to close with a prayer, okay? So you guys, whoever wants to come, Julie, come.
By the grace of God, we have been brought to this moment. Your patience, your love, your wisdom, the things you've appointed for our lives, the things you've subtracted, some we've not even missed yet. We don't know the future. We know you. That's enough. We pray your blessing upon Tongue and Julie. Equip them for your service until you are glad for this day.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this moment as we lay hands. And thank you, Father, for your blessing, Lord, upon Tongue and Julie. And in this moment, I pray that Tongue would just sense the weight of soul and the calling that you've placed on him, Lord, even more. That would inspire him and spur him, Father, to great vision, great works, great faith, Father, in your name. We thank you, Father, for such a blessing that he hears through him and Julie, the love. He's brought so much love to SCAC and maturity, Lord, as well. And so we thank you, Father, for the narrow road, and we pray that you continue to lead him on, no matter how difficult, Lord, it gets. Father, bless him. Bless him and Julie. We thank you for the gift that they are to us as a family. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing Tongue to us, to this family, to this church. Father, we just love him. We thank you that we can see how he has grown, how you have prepared him to serve you in this house. Father, we just pray that you will continue to bless him, to lead him, continue to bless his family so that he can be a role model to this congregation. Bless his work that he will see the fruit that you bless upon this church. Father, we just thank you and ask your blessing upon him. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you so much as we celebrate and as we see Tongue, Pastor Tongue, Reverend Tongue, who has grew up in this church and how he has grown in you
and how he sacrificed himself for you, Lord. We know that those who are willing to sow with tears and be willing to wait before the Lord will be, at the end, filled with rejoice as we see the harvest. We don't know when, Lord, but help us, God, and help SCAC, and especially Pastor Tom, as we continue this journey to spread your gospel, to walk this narrow road. May your name be glorified in everything that we do. Not so much when things are happy and fun, but often when things are tough and challenging. That is when we see you and experience you, Lord. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Gracious, loving Father, it's an amazing thing for every single person who hears the gospel of Jesus Christ to be called out of sin into your marvelous light. But it is an increasingly greater thing for a person to be called out of one's own plan, one's own life, and to be called into your ministry. And so, Lord, we are so grateful, so excited that Pastor Tung Do has been recognized by your people to be a person who is called for your glory and for your work. And we pray for his ministry and also for his wife, that there is a long road, because being in ministry is not an easy thing. And so, Lord, we pray for the congregation here, and we pray for the fellow ministers who are here laying our hands on tongue, that we are here to support him in any way possible. In your son's name, amen.
Father, in your presence as you watch this afternoon, and with you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as our witnesses, we ordain Tung Do to the gospel ministry. And we agree together about the gifts and the calling that we see in his life. We affirm the good work that you have done in him, in first calling him to yourself, and then his recognition of how there is a call upon his life by the church to serve her. We recognize the course of study that he has walked through and how he has proven himself to be a workman who needs not be ashamed, but who is able to correctly handle the word of truth. And we look to the future and we pray several things for him today. One, we pray for the fullness of your Spirit.
Amen.
We pray that you would fill him and that you would give him incredible sensitivity, and Julie as well, to your work in their lives.
Amen.
That you would lead him each day and that he would be soft and sensitive to your Spirit's calling. We pray, oh Lord, that you would make him a man of the word, that he's able to be one who lives off of wisdom and the call to obedience that is contained in the word of God, and that your counsel and your judgments would be the things that shape the way he thinks and his worldview. We pray, oh Lord, for a strong marriage. Pray that you would keep them strong through all of the things that are a part of the journey of vocational ministry. And when things are hard and things are difficult, we pray that you would fill them afresh for the responsibilities they have. We pray for the future, for the times when he will study to teach and study to preach. And we pray that you would bring the word to life for him, that his words might be living, life-giving words that are given by the Spirit to those who listen. And Lord, we pray for this church. We pray for the congregations here and ask that you would use them to touch people, to reach lost people in this area of Washington for Christ. And that from this place will be a message that rings out to other people, that they would recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord through the lives of the folks whom Tung leads, and that you would use that to influence many for the kingdom. And most of all, Lord, we stop and say thank you. We thank you for his life. We thank you for what you've done with his life. And we thank you for the clear calling that he has. And it is in the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray and we say amen. So would you congratulate Reverend Tung Do on his ordination today?
So, Tung, we have something for you. First, from the Alliance. This is a certificate of ordination. Okay, you're legit now. Yep. All right, you can. And this is from the church body here. This is a plaque that says, "In honor of the ordination of Reverend Tung Do, worthy of the calling," and some squiggly things that look like Chinese characters. Seattle Chinese Alliance Church, more Chinese characters. Today's date. Tung, indeed, as I said, worthy of the calling. We believe that. We believe in you. And we love you so much, Tung. Love you, God.
Awesome. I remember I met Tung for the first time back in 1994, the first summer retreat that we had back then. And I remember at the end of the retreat, I was alone with Tung. He probably doesn't remember this, but I remember it. And I just said that, hey, I think you should go into ministry because you just have, you know, just God's calling in his life. But that was 1994, and so that is, what, 17 years ago? And I don't want to take anything away from Tung today, but Andy Steinle, I don't know, you know Andy, right? He's an ordained minister of the gospel, and he got his ordination at, what, www.americanfellowshipchurch.com. And only after 1 week and $33... he got an ordination card that he can keep in his wallet. It wasn't a plaque or, you know, but you get what you pay for, right? So, anyways, we congratulate you, Tung. We love you very much. Why don't we all rise up and let's sing, Take My Life and Let It Be, dedicate our lives to God. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hand and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mine would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as you choose, every power as you choose. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee, filled with messages from thee. Take my love and, Lord, I pray, at your feet is treasure store. Take myself and I will be only all for thee. I think we have a special presentation for tongue as well.
Please stand to receive the benediction. May the abundant love of our Heavenly Father, the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the empowering strength of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us, and especially with Reverend Tang and Julie, from now until eternity. Amen. From whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below, praise Him above ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated.
So thankful that you could be here to share this wonderful ordination services this afternoon. Right now, we are going to ask there was such a wonderful group of pastors here, so many, that we're going to take a couple of pictures. So I invite first all the pastors to come up and take a picture with Julie and Tang up front. And then after that, would the governing board, and I'm thinking the governing board and the Chinese deacon board and the English Deacon Board make that second photo. Okay, so please don't leave, stay here. And then the opportunity for photo ops is for everyone. Whoever wants to come up and take a picture with this lovely couple, please do so, because this is the best time to do it. Okay, so thank you very much. Okay, so the pastors first.